With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump takes the oath of office in the Capitol Rotunda. During his inaugural address, President Trump said what's best for the country is his main priority.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
Also at SRNnews.com, frigid temperatures for millions across the country and a rare winter storm along the Gulf Coast.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the South all the way down to the Florida Panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Wouldn't necessarily be the most they've seen, but it would be, it's a very rare empty totals like that.
Meanwhile, people in the northern plains where some wind chills were negative 50 Monday to Maine, where wind chills were in the single digits and teens, are experiencing bitterly cold weather as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values. I'm Julie Walker.
Major airlines are delaying and even canceling flights as they prepare for that winter storm that could bring snow and ice to the Gulf Coast. American Airlines is waiving fees and posting travel alerts for roughly 40 states. The Teamsters Union preparing to go on strike against Costco. The two sides failed to reach a new contract agreement. Over 80% of its members voted to authorize a strike beginning February 1st, the day after their current contract ends. The union says the two sides have so far failed to reach agreements over wages, benefits, paid family leave, and sick time, among other things. Around 18,000 workers are ready to go on strike at 56 locations across 5 states. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, 4 sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia, a number 2 right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreement, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges, including Columbia and Cornell, face investigations that remain unresolved. This is SRN News. Another round of talks between Chinese and American leaders. George Williams has more on the story.
Last night on Inauguration Eve, China's Vice President Han Jiang held meetings with incoming Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, as well as separate talks with Elon Musk and other business representatives. The Trump team says the talks come amid ongoing tensions over Pacific regional security, national security, trade, and technology. On Friday, incoming President Trump spoke with China's President Xi, posting on social media that he had what he termed a very good call for both China and the USA. George Williams reporting.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6 strikes southern Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake hit early Tuesday. Taiwan's Central Weather Administration recorded a magnitude of 6.4. There were no immediate reports of deaths from the quake. The rescuers were still assessing the damage. More details at srnnews.com.